This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion and contemporary politics. Nepal to receive $60 million World Bank concessional loan to improve higher education. Health Ministry plans to set up at least one medical college in each province by mid-April 2024. Retired British Gurkha soldiers and their fast on to death protest. And US President Joe Biden says his troops in Afghanistan may stay past withdrawal deadline. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and proposed CPN UML Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal held a meeting at Balwatar. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba's secretariat informed the leaders during the meeting held yesterday, discussed the country's contemporary politics and the matters relating to the expansion of cabinet. This is the first meeting among three leaders after the split of the CPN UML with the issuance of the ordinance relating to political parties on Tuesday. The government has announced public holidays for Krishna Janmashtami and the Gaisatra festival. The cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday decided to grant a public holiday across the country on Krishna Janmashtami that falls on the 30th of August. Likewise, a public holiday has been granted in the Kathmandu Valley and also to the Newar community across the country on the 23rd of August on the occasion of Gaisatra festival. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the meeting also approved the proposal of removing trees in the Kal Vairav and Gauri Shankar community forests for the construction of Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Fast Track. The cabinet also recommended General Prabhu Ram Sharma for his appointed as the Chief of Army Staff. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Council of Ministers will get a full shape soon. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the Socialist Center Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the expansion of the cabinet would conclude once the new political party registered by leader Madhav Kumar Nepal would be verified. He also claimed that the ordinance to split political party issued by the government was for safeguarding democracy, constitution and the republic, unlike of the past ordinances. The government of Nepal and the World Bank have signed a $60 million concessional loan agreement to help implement the government's programs to improve Nepal's higher education. Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasimhi and the World Bank Country Director for Nepal Faris Sadarjevo signed the agreement amid a ceremony organized at the Finance Ministry yesterday. The agreement is expected to help improve Nepal's higher education, promoting use of technology in teaching, learning and ensuring underprivileged groups access to academic institutions. The Ministry of Health and Population has forwarded a plan to set up at least one government medical college in each province by mid-April 2024. Issuing a statement yesterday, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, informed that the construction work of Madhes Health Academy and Ram Raja Prasad Singh Health Sciences Academy had begun in Province 2 under the scheme. The statement says the process of designating Nepal Army Health Sciences Academy and the Kathmandu University Medical School under public medical colleges and separating scholarship quotas for them has been initiated. The ministry has also pledged to abide by and fulfill the commitments made for the quality enhancement of health sector. Meanwhile, a high-level committee has been formed under the Minister of State for Health to combat COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,075 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Likewise, 2,126 corona patients recovered yesterday itself. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.1%. Similarly, 33 people succumbed to COVID-19 in the country yesterday, taking the total death toll to 10,429. According to Health Ministry data, there are 40,500 active cases of COVID-19 across the country. 13-day hunger strike by retired British Gurkha soldiers has come to an end after the British government agreed to end talks with the Nepali embassy over equal pensions for veterans. Gurkha soldiers who are recruited from Nepal have served the British Army for more than 200 years, including during both World Wars and most recently in Afghanistan. The hunger strikers had demanded for equal pensions for Gurkhas who retired before 1997 and are not eligible for a full British Armed Forces pension. 300 Nepalis in Afghanistan have registered their details request support to return home. They have recorded the information in a web portal run by Consular Service Department. Similarly, a total of 42 Nepalis recorded their details via the phone number and email address managed by Deputy Chief of Protocol at Foreign Ministry till 5 p.m. on Thursday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that cooperation and coordination with the friendly countries was continuing for the rescue of Nepalis from Kabul. 13. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between Trivan University and Tel Aviv University in Israel to promote educational, cultural, scientific and academic collaboration between these two universities. TU Rector Professor Dr. Shivalal Vusal and Tel Aviv University Vice Chancellor Professor Milat Shamir signed the MOU on behalf of their respective universities. The MOU signing ceremony was organized via virtual means. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The Taliban have stepped up their search for people who worked for NATO forces or the previous Afghan government, according to a UN document. It said the militants have been going door to door to find targets and threatening their family members. The hardline Islamist group has tried to reassure Afghans since seizing power, promising there would be no revenge. But there are fears the Taliban have changed little since the brutal 1990s. The warning the group were targeting collaborators came in a confidential document by RIPTO, Norwegian Center for Global Analysis, which provides intelligence to the UN. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden has said US troops may stay in Afghanistan beyond his withdrawal deadline, as armed Taliban fighters kept desperate evacuees from reaching Kabul's airport. Biden wants US forces out by the end of this month, but up to 15,000 US citizens are reported to have been stranded in the country. The US president told ABC News the turmoil in Kabul was unavoidable. Foreign governments are ramping up the airlift of Western citizens and Afghans who worked with them. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 to 2 places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius and rainfall 18.2 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion and contemporary politics. Nepal to receive $60 million World Bank concessional loan to improve higher education. Health Ministry plans to set up at least one medical college in each province by mid-April 2024. Retired British Gurkha soldiers end their fast onto death protest. And US President Joe Biden says US troops in Afghanistan may stay past withdrawal deadline. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website at www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.